rail workers for the White Pass and Yukon route have sought a wage increase to keep up with the cost of living in Skagway.
Negotiations began 6 years ago.
Jason Geiler works on the company's trains, taking tourists through the mountains and into Canada. He switches between positions. Sometimes he is the engineer, sometimes the brakeman, or the conductor. He is also the union representative for the more than 25 people who work the same positions. He has taken part in the negotiations with their employer.
Started at the end of 2017, and with such a change that's happened in our environment, obviously, with COVID and with the sale of the organization in 2018, and obviously there have been several factors that have allowed for that delay all the way until now.
Geiler says the workers had not gotten a raise in over 6 years. So, earlier this month, they voted to go on strike if their demands were not met. But there was another sticking point. Tyler Rose is the executive director at White Pass and Yukon Route.
You know, what we were looking at was, you know, with technology into the future, the potential for something through attrition.
Rose says the company considered phasing out the brakeman position on the train. He says that position could have been automated. Geiler says the workers disagreed.
That brakeman role, that third individual on board the trains, is a critical one.
He says with only three people responsible for the safety of up to 600 passengers, employees didn't want to see that position eliminated.
Though automation works in some areas and has, in some capacity, been used in a freight line to success, just doesn't work when you add the human factor into it.
Rose says the company conceded.
It really is that balance between efficiencies and what makes sense and then managing the workforce in a positive way.
Eventually, the parties drafted an agreement. The brakeman position would remain, health benefits would be maintained, and workers would see a wage increase. Rose says he is pleased with the agreement.
It's a substantial wage increase that we're pleased with, and our employees are pleased with, and we're just very happy to be moving forward on this.
Geiler says an overwhelming majority of the workers voted to support the agreement. It was signed and came into effect on Wednesday 26.
We look forward to being able to work together and move into the future, resting assured knowing that we're able to enjoy those successes together with the organization.
The agreement will be up for review in 2027. For KHNS, I'm Alan de Permanil.